Yama, who is also known as Dharmaraja, sang praises of Shiva in the Skanda Purana. Dharmaraja said, "Obeisance, obeisance to the cause of all causes. Obeisance, obeisance to the one without a cause. Obeisance, obeisance to you who are the nature of the effect. Obeisance to the one whose nature is different from the effects."
To the one whose form is formless, to the one who is all forms, to the one whose nature is the subtlest, to the one who is prior and after, to the one who is the higher and the lower, to the one who carries one across the boundless sea of samsara, to the one who grants the further shore of the extensive waters of illusion, to you, the moon-crested one, obeisance.
You are without a lord, having no other lord over you. You are the lord of the universe. You are the nature of the attributes. You are without attributes. You are beyond time. You are beyond prakriti. To the one who is time, to the original nature of time and death, to you, obeisance.
You alone are the bestower of the abode of nirvana. You alone are the infinite power of nirvana. You alone are the nature of the self. You alone are the nature of the supreme self. You are the inner self of the moving and the unmoving.
O soul kinsman of the universe, from you the universe originates. You indeed are really the universe, and the universe is yours. You are the first creator, the protector, and the destroyer, the Lord of Brahma and Vishnu. Obeisance, obeisance to you.
You are the bestower of compassion to those who follow the path of the Vedas. You alone are the terrible one to those who do not follow the path of the Vedas. O Soma, one with Uma, you are the benefactor of those possessing excellent devotion. O Rudra, you are the fierce one to those devoid of devotion.
You are the trident bearer to the hateful or hostile. You alone are Shiva, the auspicious, for those with humble minds and words. You are the sole glorious-throated one to those who resort to your feet. You are the fierce-throated one with the poison hala hala to the wicked ones.
May this obeisance be to you, O Shankara, the quiescent one, obeisance to you, O Shambhu, adored with a digit of the moon, the crescent moon, obeisance to you, the one with serpents for ornaments, with the pinaka bowl in his hand, obeisance to the enemy of Andhaka.
He is indeed blessed who has devotion to you. He alone who is your worshipper is meritorious and virtuous. He who always praises you will be praised by Indra, the unshaken, and the other gods.
O Lord, with infinite power, Who here, like me, with an insignificant intellect, is capable of praising your magnificence? You here who are inaccessible to the words of the ancients, this prayer to you is only bowing with humility to you.